For some federal employees, buyouts could be worth $25,000. And while that might seem like a lot of money, financial experts say you need to be careful. Federal Career Experts President John Grobe says after taxes, you could end up with just $18,000. That's if you're lucky.
That's $18,000 for you to give up another several years of your working career. How much in additional pension benefits would an individual earn by working another 1 year, 2 year, 3 years? There should be a little bit of math done there.
But Grobe says for some people, the answer to those math problems might lead them to take the buyouts.
I think people who are already eligible to retire, who were planning on retiring within a very short period of time, should definitely think about a buyout. And perhaps those very early in their career, where they haven't really earned a lot of pension credits, as it were, should think about it, too.
Either way, deciding to accept or reject a buyout offer can change your life, for good or bad. So Grobe says you shouldn't rush. Instead, slow down and think.
First, you need to look at if you're really thinking of actually retiring and not going on to doing something else. You need to look at the financial side. You need to look at, will you have enough money to support you in the retirement style that you are looking forward to? For those people who are thinking of taking a buyout and going on to do something else, they need to do their homework on exactly what it is they are going to do.
A buyout might be good if you're retiring or taking another job, but it could also hurt your wallet. Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial.
A FERS employee who's worked enough years that their annuity is going to be about 20%, they're going to get Social Security. They're, to me, taking the buyout could easily leave that person with less money. And they lose out on the extra annuity benefits they would have received. It might force them to take Social Security benefits earlier than they would otherwise do. With Social Security, if you're able to postpone taking those payments, each year you postpone taking the payments increases the payments you ultimately receive by 8%. That's a big bonus. So if taking a buyout meant you started Social Security payments early, you really end up losing on a lot of future income.
For some people, a buyout marks the end of work life and the start of retirement. Others go on to work in the private sector, including at federal contractors. Stein says leaving the government for that new job can be risky.
Even if it's, you know, they're in a very skilled position and they feel like they're able to go to, you know, someone who perhaps does business with the federal government, we're at a time when there's a lot of talk of drastically cutting back on what the federal government spends, and contractors are going to be hit really hard, and those jobs are not going to be as secure as jobs with the federal government. I mean, you know, both of them are not going to be as secure as they seem to be now, but I just think it's a very risky world out there.
But moving to the private sector can also be rewarding. Tammy Flanagan is the Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning.
They would still take their Social Security benefits throughout life with them. Their TSP money would be the same as their next company's 401k plan. And because they would be eligible for the early retirement, they could collect an immediate benefit under FERS, which generally would give them lifetime health benefits and life insurance and immediate income to help, you know, give them a basis for their support. So it's I can look at that both as an opportunity for someone, but also as something you want to approach cautiously, because if you don't have that second career lined up, it's generally not going to be enough money to live on.
Others might take buyouts in hopes of working for another federal agency, but career expert John Grobe says that's where you need to be careful.
If you take another federal job within 5 years of accepting the buyout, you are going to have to pay that buyout back. That is also true if you were to take a position as what they call a personal services contractor. Now, there aren't very many personal services contractors out there, but in both of those instances, another federal job, personal services contract, if you took it within 5 years, you'd have to pay that buyout back.
Grobe says for some people, taking a buyout is a gut decision, especially if you don't like your workplace or someone in it.
Someone who really thinks things out, makes the old accountant's debit and credit T chart with positives and negatives should have a relatively balanced decision. But I have to admit that if I had a job I did not like and a boss I did not like, I would be a lot more tempted to take that buyout than I would if I really enjoyed my job, my boss, the mission of my agency, and so on. I think it's in most people's interest to try and avoid having a buyout be a gut decision.
Grobe says perhaps the best way to make a good decision is to start thinking about a buyout well before your agency even offers one.
Sit back and think, well, what would I do if my agency offered me a buyout? That's probably more productive than sitting around saying, what would I do if I won Powerball?
In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.